biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to be talking about the end of the year summary. Where are we going from here? And Joel always has provocative and fascinating ideas and positions, a little different than you're going to hear elsewhere, which is why we love to have him with us. Good morning, Joel. How are you today?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. It's certainly good to be with you.
Well, why don't you just pick up and tell our listeners about your end of the year summary and prognostications.
The end of the year summary I entitled my big picture, updated each year, and as many of your readers or listeners might know, I have a general theory about what's happening in world affairs, and it has to do with globalism. In general, the theory is that globalists, which is a conspiracy to take away liberty, conspiracy to take away national sovereignty, put us into a global new world order, has been in effect for over a century actively in terms of this phase of it. Conspiracies have been, in my opinion, going on ever since the beginning of time, to one degree or another. But actively, prior to World War II, 1913, the enacting of the Federal Reserve Act, where you took the control of our money and put it in charge of private banks and passed an income tax, actually illegally. The 16th Amendment never was legally passed. But nevertheless, these powers began to take control of the American government and manipulated us into World War I and World War II, and these wars are crucial to understand how this globalist conspiracy works through creating crises, through creating wars, to engender the motive for people to do things and to take on causes, to spend money, and to build weapon systems that they normally would not do. World War II got us the international organization, the United Nations, which World War I failed to get the United Nations or failed to get the U.S. involved in. But it didn't have any teeth to it. It didn't have any power, and that's how we've been working ever since. And the globalists fully intend, under my general theory, to put us into another war, which will be much worse than any war that we've ever had, in order to force the world to join together in a new world order in order to fight that war. Now, how they're going to do it, under my general theory, is this. They end up antagonizing the rest of the world to provoke a preemptive nuclear strike on the United States. Now, why the United States, and why would they provoke a strike on their own well-oiled machine, as creaky as it is getting, economic-wise? The purpose is essentially that, you know, you can get people to go along with no new world order and globalization through using bait-and-switch tactics. They throw out a partial free market. It's actually only a free market for major corporations that have insider ties to the government, but it appears, and it does have some beneficial effect to break down trade barriers and to have a free market. But in line with all those free markets, of course, there's a catch. There's the fine print. In a free trade agreement, for example, you have all kinds of conditions about labor contracts and other things which aren't free market at all. They throw bones to various sectors in order to get them to pass it. But ultimately, in the fine print, you have an international or regional lawmaking and adjudicating mechanism, whether it's the WTO or the FTA. The European Union is full of this, where countries who sign on to a free trade agreement yield sovereignty to these regional organizations. Now, so far, this only affects businesses primarily. eventually those free trade organizations turn into, like the European Economic Community turned into the European Union, where you start to control things like their own Food and Drug Administration, shutting down the sale and the advertising of vitamins and many other things, affecting labor law, affecting copyright law, affecting transit from people to one area to another, affecting language and money. And eventually you have a total control system, and it's built very slowly over the draw, or the apparent draw or benefit of free trade. So in essence, free trade is put out there as a bait, and they've made some progress on all fronts, especially the North American Union. But there's a great deal of public resistance, and that resistance has shown up in the resistance against unlimited immigration, which is still happening in North America. And that resistance has been building, and so this year we saw a real sleight of hand politically. We saw them appear to get on board and close the border to pass a fence. And then we find it all falling apart, that it was just a ruse. And now, with the Democrats in charge, the Republicans have the excuse to go along with them. And they're preparing an amnesty bill for all the millions of illegal aliens. And they're still not going to shut the border. They're still not going to build the fence. They're even talking about, you know, diverting what funds that they did allocate to the fence. Although I'm sure that some of that will still continue to go to Boeing and other corporations for the high-tech surveillance aspects, which are useful otherwise to government later on when they want to surveil their own people. So we're continuing to see a tremendous sleight of hand in the process of pacifying the American people. The problem is that whenever you get in this globalization to a point where you start to inconvenience significantly the American people, and they start to not have the normal rights that they have, not have the economies of going to local judges to resolve their problems, and you start hauling people before an international court of justice for a wetlands violation in Wyoming, for example, that's when they really start to get upset and they realize, oh, we're losing our sovereignty. The powers that be know this, and they are planning on giving us one huge major war with the United States itself being attacked. Now, it's not so much that they're out to induce an attack on the civilian population. They don't want to completely destroy the United States. They simply want to disarm us. That is, it's going to be an attack, in my theory, on military installations and communications satellite installations exclusively. Now, that will involve hitting about a dozen major cities where the military-industrial complex is integrally involved with the surrounding populations, such as in San Diego and Seattle and Jacksonville, Florida, and Norfolk, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., and Long Beach, L.A. area, Omaha, Nebraska, Colorado Springs, some of those cities that I point out in my book, Strategic Relocation. But these
hold on, we'll
are
be back
really
in just a minute with Joel Skousen.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So, Joel, pick up the story.
So, continuing with the big picture, Dr. Stan, my general theory states that the real purpose of all of the intervention that Bush and company, who are essentially Bush's a script reader, he's controlled by globalists, his main handler is Vice President Dick Cheney. Globalists are left over from the first Bush administration, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and many others that are part of the younger George Bush administration are there to direct him to make sure that this New World Order, which his father mentioned many times in the Gulf War, continues to go forth. But these wars, besides the control of oil, which was a secondary goal of these invasions of the Middle East, have as their primary purpose to antagonize or continue antagonizing the world to set the stage so that the real axis of evil, which is Russia and China, will feel justified in attacking the United States to take down, as we call it, the bully of the world. So the U.S. continues to bully the world all in the name of democracy, and they're targeting areas which are not amenable to democracy. These are areas in the Middle East that have been used to tribal strongman control for centuries, and that just simply is not going to be overcome in any meaningful way in our lifetime. But be that as it may, we're going to continue to see intervention in the Middle East to stir up the pot. And as we noted in what happened in Israel in this past time, for the first time ever, Israel deliberately went out to target civilian populations. Now, they've done a little bit of that before, but they've apologized. They've tried to undo the damage. This time in Lebanon, they went out to literally antagonize the civilians by indiscriminately bombing residential civilian areas that had no military value. This is what the United States did when they went into Kosovo. You know, they were bombing civilian areas. They were bombing infrastructure in Kosovo. They were trying to antagonize the Serbs. And thus, U.S. popularity in the former Soviet Union and the former Soviet states dropped to nil after the Kosovo War, and that's what we're doing in the Middle East to antagonize them as well. And we'll continue to do so. That's why it's very, very telling that, just as soon as Robert Gates was confirmed as defense secretary, and by the way, we found out from several insider sources that it was Vice President Dick Cheney's office that gave Gates his briefings and prepared him for his confirmation hearing, not the Pentagon. Now, you would think, of course, that if you're going to prepare for confirmation as a defense secretary, you'd get your briefings from Donald Rumsfeld in the Pentagon, but it was from Dick Cheney's office, and that's where the major control apparatus is for the Bush administration. He was even confirmed after his confirmation. He was even given the oath of office by the Vice President Dick Cheney, not by the President, and not in the President's office. All that very telling. But even on a larger scale, you know, with this war on terror, as I pointed out many times, Americans who observe this, all of these large, high-profile terrorist attacks from the indigenous, if they were from indigenous terror, they would be more like Israel. That is, that despite all the security, you'd still have infiltration through the fences with suicide bombers, which are hard to detect and stop. You'd have car bombings at malls. Israel, with 100 times more security than we have, has almost daily terrorist attacks and attempts in Israel. We have nothing of the small variety. We have only once in a blue moon a high-profile attack, which we find now there's much evidence the government was involved in that. I believe personally that the government designed and drove the attack, that terrorists, in fact, are third-party terrorists, that is, they're controlled by third parties. I think that the United States did not lose control of al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, as they claim, but in fact they've been directing high-profile terrorism in the Middle East, as well as here, in order to provoke the reaction that the government got, the ability to say that we're under a war, a constant war, to increase militarism, to give justification for attacking Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as for taking down American liberties. The fingerprints of dark side operators, black operations of the United States Secret Services is all over the 9/11 attack, especially when we come down to knowing that there were explosive charges placed in the World Trade Center, which facilitated its fall after the attack from the aircraft themselves. And in 2006, we saw even more evidence coming forth to confirm those. Year by year, just as in the JFK assassination, the more time goes by, the more whistleblowers come out, and we have more and more confirming evidence of government involvement, the death of JFK, as well as Martin Luther King, as well as the Oklahoma City bombing. We find the same actors that were the agent provocateurs helping Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City showing up in the first World Trade Center bombing, and we find them showing up in the second World Trade Center bombing. So this is very, very telling about the fact that these people were known to the FBI, and the FBI refused to bring many of these agent provocateurs before a grand jury for prosecution. And this means, in essence, that our dark side elements within government are using and provoking terrorism in order to carry on this internal war on terror. Now, with this in mind, it has become apparent to many Americans who observed this past election that nothing's going to change with the Democrats in power. We saw the same corruption, for example, as Nancy Pelosi began to put forth names of John Murtha was involved in a sting operation and corruption. Put forth Judge Hastings, who was a debarred judge for bribery, put him forth as chairman of a committee and had to withdraw those because of wiser heads in the Democratic Party. But, I mean, this is just incredible for a government now going to be run in part by Democrats, claiming to clean up government, and Nancy Pelosi begins to run the same political machine that her father ran in the city that he, I believe it was Baltimore in the east, of the kind of family she comes from. But in addition, after a massive repudiation of the Bush warmongering agenda at the polls and the tactical firing of one of the symbols of the Iraq debacle, Donald Rumsfeld, things are moving towards global intervention at an even a faster pace. Reform in Iraq is being twisted into one last big push, which will never cease. Spending is increasing in Iraq. Bush is asking for another $100 billion for military operations. That's off budget, by the way. It's special appropriations, which allow the Bush administration to falsely show that they're decreasing the budget deficit. And another $10 billion for the Iraqi aid to throw into that sinkhole of botched reconstruction. And then you have Robert Gates, who's supposed to going to be giving new advice to the president on how to pull out of Iraq, is saying, in fact, as he told the news, and I'll quote from that, says, "I think the message that we're sending to everyone, not just in Iran, is that the United States is an enduring presence in this part of the world. We have been here for a long time. We will be here for a long time, and everybody needs to get used to that, both our friends and those that might consider themselves adversaries."
It doesn't sound, Dr. So important, Joel, that people understand we have no intention of pulling out of the Middle East, and as long as we're there, we're going to continue to inflame the Muslim world because they look upon us as the crusaders, and that's exactly what we are. What business is ours to have troops permanently stationed in the Middle East?
Well, as you know, I'm going back to my general theory. I believe this is all part of continual provocation. And Iran and Syria are next. They're going to provoke the Muslim world further there with preemptive attacks on the nuclear program of Iran. All the while, North Korea, who has nuclear weapons, who has missiles that can deliver them to U.S. territory, is being given a pass. Oh, yes, we complain about their nuclear weapons, but we do nothing. We have no proof of Iran nuclear weapons, and yet we are intent, according to insiders within the White House, they're making plans right now to attack. That's being put off slightly, and the tactics are changing somewhat, and I think they're going to use Israel to do the first strike because they are rattling the sabers about taking Iran down. Actually, they go on and off. They say they're going to attack, and then they say, no, we're not going to attack. But I think that Israel will do the first strike, and then the U.S. will come in to support Israel, which would be more palatable to the American people as an excuse. But there's no doubt in the minds of any savvy observers in the Middle East that just as the U.S. was denying right up until the end that they had plans on attacking Iraq, they have plans of attacking Iran. They're denying it, and yet it's going forward, and it will happen in 2007. So the ultimate... And that will not be the trigger, in my opinion, of World War III. I think that's more antagonization of the world. It's interesting that Russia is sitting back, licking its chops, and saying this is really good for us that the U.S. keeps antagonizing the world. I think, in fact, just as the Russians, who were the military sponsors of Iraq, sacrificed Iraq for the purpose of allowing the U.S. to show itself as the bully of the world, they will indeed sacrifice Iran as well. I don't think that the U.S. will occupy Iran, but I think the U.S. will bomb the heck out of Iran, and that is exactly what they want for the political antagonization purposes of globalism. That's what makes the U.S. look bad, is to continue to bomb Tehran, to bomb civilian infrastructure. They're, you know, they use this as a military excuse that we're bombing the electrical and the plumbing and the sewer establishment. This is what brings the country to its knees when they have no electricity or hospitals, and they say they're doing this for military purposes, and they're not. They're doing this to bring a country to its knees and to give the appearance, and rightly so, of civilian predation. That is, that we're being predators against civilians, and that's the reputation that Israel has now after Lebanon, and that's the reputation that the U.S. had in Syria. And that's the reputation they have in Iraq. Every time they go in to attack a city, they bomb the heck out of them, even if there's only one sniper shooting from a window. And they can militarily, you know, it's amazing, Dr. Stan, how they always have superficial excuses to justify these horrendous acts. They did it in World War II. They carpet bombed, firebombed whole cities that had no military target whatsoever. And they induced the Germans to firebomb or to attack London, so that they could have the excuse to do the same to the other cities. And this builds up hatred within peoples more than anything else. It doesn't accomplish killing the military machinery that is responsible for war. In fact, I'm not even so much in favor of killing whole armies. I believe in attacking the leaders who start these wars. It's the leaders who are the problem. We ought to be targeting leaders, not soldiers and civilians who are relatively innocent, pressed into these machinations, these conspiracies that leaders bring upon us in this world. The ultimate conspiracy, the ultimate mother of all terrorism, is our own government inducing Russia and China and allowing them to continue to build weapons of mass destruction and covering for this process. All the while, they're inducing the kind of antagonism that will bring upon us this great and massive World War III, which I'm predicting sometime in the middle of next decade at the earliest. And my projection is based upon the fact that China won't be ready to join with Russia in taking on the West until about that time. Russia still needs to continue to upgrade its military, even though it still has huge stockpiles of conventional weapons, has stolen a lot of the high-tech technology necessary to upgrade its the rest of its military. And the U.S. simply continues to falsely tout these two nations as allies of the United States.
And we even keep giving them money, you know, for dismantling their outmoded nuclear warheads, which need to be replaced anyway. And we use
that as justification,
give them large sums of money, you know, so that they're doing away with the warheads, and then they'll never let us see what they do with the uranium, which they're putting into the new warheads.
That's correct. We built them the entire processing nuclear storage facility for warheads, and then we were locked. Our inspectors were locked out of it once we turned it over to them. So we don't know what they're doing, but of course we know. I mean,
sure.
You don't have to be, you know, a genius to know that they're locking us out because those nuclear fuel and things are being reprocessed back into new warheads.
And it's that old adage of creating and financing the best enemy American tax dollars can buy.
And the reason isn't because of stupidity, of course. The reason is because there is a purpose in creating conflict. Because when this preemptive nuclear strike on America comes, which will be a surprise attack, and our military is still operating on a PDD-60, which is Presidential Decision Directive 60, telling our military to absorb a nuclear first strike and then retaliate afterwards.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here, the American Freedom Network.
Speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
This morning is Joel Skousen, and he's talking about the coming World War III, which I'm firmly convinced is going to happen. But before we get into why I'm firmly convinced and all the things that are going on that just don't make sense, you look at things and they don't make sense, and well, they do make sense, but nobody's ever going to tell you what it's really all about. But before we get to that, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners about the World Affairs Brief, how they could perhaps subscribe to it.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service by subscription. It's showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. The website has a posting of all the daily news, the best of the news stories about what's going on, so that you can go through it and and have the news pre-screened for you so that you see what the top elements are. And then every Friday I analyze that news in more detail, adding what I believe the real hidden purposes are between many things. You know, the as I've written in How to Understand the News, it's a piece on my website. There's a lot of material that you can go and see about government cover-ups and analysis of how things in the world work and within government. But in that piece on news, I point out that the news really distorts the news not so much by outright lies or distortions, but mostly by omitting key pieces of information, filtering it out so the American people do not get the whole truth. And that's what I try to reinsert into the news, into my analysis. It's just like what we're talking today, is that there are superficial reasons for going into Iraq. There's superficial reasons for intervening in other countries, but there are ulterior motives that I believe are much more nefarious, much more evil, that are at work here and have been at work for many, many decades. If people want a copy of this particular World Affairs Brief as a sample, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send them a sample issue, this particular issue, and you can read. It's about 12 pages long and has a summary of this general theory of which we've been talking about.
Okay. Well, I certainly hope people will do that. I certainly read World Affairs Brief every day, and certainly I read the summary every weekend. So let's go ahead. You were basically talking about what's going on as far as the coming war. The Russians in full military production, building underground bases. Why would they be building underground bases? Why would they have an effective anti-ballistic missile system and yet object to our having an effective anti-ballistic missile system? Well, we do have six missiles up there in Alaska, and they have thousands of missiles, but those six missiles we have weren't built to intercept the Russians. They were built to intercept the North Korean missiles, coming to America. So we could maybe handle those, except our six missiles don't work because they don't have explosive charges. They have to actually hit the missile. It's hitting a bullet for the bullet, and they really don't work. So why in heaven's name, in a nation with all the money that we have that had an effective anti-ballistic missile system in the 1970s, and then disbanded it because it was too expensive to maintain, and now we don't have an anti-ballistic missile system, and our enemies are preparing for war? What just doesn't make sense, does it, Joel?
Well, it doesn't accept with this general theory. When you understand that, in essence, the government is intending for the Americans to be vulnerable to this, and vulnerability is very important. They want us to be fat, dumb, and happy right up until when this war comes, so that it's a complete shock, so that the dichotomy between living in absolute prosperity, although it's inflationary prosperity, not having any of these tax bills for intervention come to pass, because they, in essence, are deficit spending all of this stuff, so that the American people don't feel the effect of the cost of all of this intervention in the world. And so that when this strike comes on America, it will be so devastating that the Americans will cry out under their leaders, who, by the way, will emerge under their multiple and very high-tech nuclear bunkers that they're building, even new ones that they're building. So they obviously know that something's coming, and they're not preparing these bunkers for a few rogue missiles that may come from some rogue state. They're preparing because they know this war is coming, and I'm talking about really deep bunkers. I mean, nearly a mile deep under the ground. You have, not a mile deep, but I mean a quarter mile deep under the ground underneath the Naval Observatory, home of Vice President Dick Cheney. They've been building a bunker for many years. It's completed now, but the neighbors were complaining for years against about explosions going off under the ground, and the government finally have to admit that they were building a high-security bunker system under the Vice President's home. They've actually been building bunkers throughout Washington, D.C., under major office buildings. They build them in other parts of the country as well. So they know that something very, very big is coming. When they come out of those bunkers, they're going to claim that the Russians deceived them, that we thought that they were allies, look, if I know that the Russians are building Yamantau Mountain, a huge underground city of factories and bunker systems about the size of the Washington, D.C. metro area underground, and there's Yasinski Mountain, which is about 30 miles away, a similar bunker system. And these have huge railroad tracks going in. They claim it's a mining complex, but you only see freight cars going into there, not mining cars. The U.S. satellites know that. They're tracking this. And yet they continue to lie to the American people to say that not only is Russia not a threat, that they are our allies. Now, ultimately, Russia continues to consolidate power, giving the appearance that tyranny is coming back. The U.S. wrings its hands, express concerns about democracy. They wring their hands about China, all the while they continue to give aid and trade to the enemy, to give new production contracts. We did our joint strike fighter jointly with the Russians so that we could transfer high technology to the Russians. We do our space station jointly with the Russians so that we can transfer technology to them. And this is building up the best money, the enemy that money can buy. Now, with all that said, you might ask, well, how does the U.S. intend to win a war if they absorb a nuclear first strike with Russia? In the first place, I think the powers that be know that a nuclear war is very survivable. The Russians know that, too. That's why they prepare for it. They intend to survive it. It won't be a nuclear winter, as many of the disarmament people have claimed for so many years. The effects of fallout are relatively short-lived, and the nation starts to knit itself back together. But it still will be catastrophic. I mean, there will be no electricity probably for 6 months in America because of EMP strikes. There will be no markets. I think the U.S. is planning on spending ourselves into debt and oblivion because they know that debt's going to be wiped out in this nuclear strike that's coming. Now, all of this seems very fantastic to those listeners, and they may be in denial. But I'll tell you, my prognostications continue to come true year after year. The U.S. continues to get us into more and more trouble. The Russians and the Chinese keep building, and they're not building for defensive purposes. They're building to strike the West, and someday, even though it's taken 20 and 30 years to happen, it's going to happen, and people need to be prepared. The purpose of putting the Americans totally at risk is to bring us into a new world order.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here. Think about what he's saying. Could it be true? I fear it is.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and this will be the last segment of our program. And so when you talk about, you know, a coming war, most people don't want to think about that sort of thing, Joel. You know, it's like when you tell a patient that they have a cancer. People don't want to hear that. I mean, they get mad at you when you tell them that. And then they go into a state of denial.
Well, it's true, and, you know, it's a very sad thing. It even afflicts people who should be guided by the Holy Spirit, who are Christians, and I know there are many sincere people, but they tend to be soft thinkers. They tend to believe that, well, if I just think positive thoughts and the Lord is in control, that everything will be all right. Well, it'll be all right in terms of the Lord's plan of what he wants for the earth, but part of that plan is bringing retribution upon the evil in the world. And he's got to let the world suffer the consequences of the kinds of conspiracies that have been going on for many years and certainly haven't been stopped yet. And they don't look like they're going to be stopped. It looks like these conspiracies are going to go through to fulfillment. We're going to lose our freedom. That doesn't mean that all is lost. It doesn't mean that there won't be some provision made for those that are led by the Spirit to be saved as a remnant. But it's certainly going to be a very difficult time, in my opinion, clear up into the second coming. But I think that they're going to be trying day and night for deliverance from the kinds of evil that are prophesied in the book of Revelation that will someday come to pass on this world. And a lot of that is in consequences of evil, and a lot of that is in consequence of good people being blind to the signs of the times that are around them, to living like Pollyannas. And, you know, you might ask the question, if I can finish up with this general theory, that how is it that allowing the Russians or inducing the Russians and the Chinese to strike the U.S. militarily with nuclear weapons will bring us to a new world order? Well, it's that sense of desperation that is, in a surprise nuclear attack, Americans will wake up one morning with their whole world as we know it will be completely shattered. It will make 9/11 look like a picnic, of course, which only affected a few thousand people. This will affect the entire nation. The entire economy will be shattered. There will be no more transportation of food from one area to another. There's going to be famine in many parts of the land for those that have not prepared. And believe me, everyone's being focused into getting into large cities where preparedness is almost impossible. Growing your own food, you're dependent on the government for food, water, electricity, everything. And with that sense of desperation, when our leaders come out of their bunkers and say the Russians deceived us, they will pump everyone up for a new patriotic endeavor. We must join together as a world under the banner of the UN, because the U.S. has no military power anymore, other than a few submarines who will use up their missiles, and the Russians are prepared to withstand those warheads. They can't penetrate the deep bunkers that Russia has established. And they'll say, we have no choice now but to put all of our efforts as we rebuild into the United Nations and let them fight this great new war for us. And so it will be a replay of World War II, only instead of the Nazis, it'll be the resurgent communists in Russia and China. I do believe part of my strategy says that the U.S. will work out a secret deal with Russia to sometime during that war betray the Russians. And that's the only reason we'd be able to beat the Russians, just like the only way you could beat the Germans was to get them split into two fronts. And I think just as Russia betrayed its pre-war pact with Hitler, I think the Chinese will betray Russia. They are predators in competition with one another, and eventually they know they'll have to fight. I think China will help take down Russia so that it and the West become the only two bipolar hegemonic forces in the world after this war. And of course the United Nations will want to have a new Cold War enemy in China, because then it justifies them saying we have to keep this international military force that we built up in World War III. And thus they will continue on towards the great powers that will someday rule the world, that I think will eventually lead to that battle of Armageddon as they focus on Israel. But the U.S. after this war will never again be an independent power. It will be harnessed under the New World Order because of our own leaders selling us down the river, and our own complacence in letting this happen. And that's why you and I are on the radio sounding the warning about these things. And it's
and this
still got 7 or 8 years, but
And this really explains why we're not trying to stop illegal immigration, why our leaders are really dedicated to doing away with the sovereignty of the United States, because they have no loyalty to the United States. And when you understand that, then you can understand why, you know, Bill Clinton would put out a directive saying, if we are attacked, you know, with a nuclear strike, we won't retaliate. We'll absorb the first strike. Why would you tell your enemy that? And why would George Bush, our Christian president, continue exactly the same policy laid out by Bill Clinton? And
why did he not prosecute the Clinton administration for any of their wrongs? Why did he wipe all of that away and say, there's always excuses. We want to get past this. We want to reestablish good relationships. Those are mere excuses. The real reason is because they both work for the same globalist powers. One is Team A and one is Team B. And when you get dissatisfied with one, they put in the other team, and they continue with the same policies.
I think that's what
it's a little bit different rhetoric, but it's just very evil. And then you have some globalists like Zbigniew Brzezinski and Brent Scowcroft, who now start to oppose the president as if they're on the other side of the coin, and where in fact this is they manage both sides of the opposition in order to be able to switch into their place when the public gets dissatisfied, and we still get the same policies. We're not leaving Iraq. We're not going to stop intervening. We're going to continue to bankrupt this nation. It'll all be wiped out in a great war, and believe me, one needs to prepare for what's coming.
That'll do away with this massive debt we have as well.
And that's why they never intend to pay it off, Dr. Stan. Never intend to pay it off.
And
why they can spend with abandon.
And end up impoverishing the American people who have not prepared for the collapse and the destruction of the dollar. Well, we're just about out of time.
No one's going to have any security, any retirement. If they haven't prepared to grow their own food and survive, they're not going to make it.
Well, we're entering a very, very difficult time, and our plea to people is begin making preparations and begin making them now. Joel, you want to mention the book you've written?
Yes, I have a couple of books that I've written over a period of years in order to help people prepare for when this comes to pass. One is The Secure Home, 700-page book on how to prepare. That's on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com.
God bless. Thanks so much, Joel. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Jan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joel Skousen. Listen to what he says. I mean, I believe, without any question, we're heading towards another war. I mean, why would you dismantle an anti-ballistic missile system that works, and 30 years later, you can't build one that works? Shucks, we just can't figure out how to build one, and we have six missiles up there in Alaska, and the Russians have thousands of nuclear warheads, and we're building them up, and we're helping to strengthen their nuclear technology. You need to get my video of the best enemies money could buy. Who financed Russia in 1919 and 20, and who built up Adolf Hitler, and who really brought communism to China? And, of course, who financed the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War? The video, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, is classic. My interview with Professor Sutton, who used to be at the Hoover Institute and was told he could not investigate the financing of communism or he would be forced to leave the Hoover Institute. An amazing, amazing story by an amazing man who's gone, well, he's passed away now, but you'll hear my interview with him back in 1980, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. We still have copies of Professor Sutton's books. Who financed the Soviet Union? Why, your tax money, the Federal Reserve System, the Rockefellers, the Harrimans, and certainly our great corporations built up the Soviet Union. It's covered in the book Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Who financed Adolf Hitler? How could he come to power in 1933? And within 5 years, he's ready to take on all of Europe and invading Alsace-Lorraine? Well, you need to read the book Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Also, Professor Quigley's book. He's a liberal college professor, Bill Clinton's mentor. Professor Quigley taught at Harvard and in Princeton before he went to Georgetown, and acknowledged as one of the world's great modern historians. He will tell you Hitler was encouraged at every turn by a secret group in Great Britain known as the Cliveden Set, which was an outgrowth of the Round Table, which was an outgrowth of Cecil Rhodes' Secret Society, the same organization that created what today is America's invisible government, the Council on Foreign Relations. That's on page 952. You need to get this information in the books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Tragedy and Hope, the book by Professor Quigley, and you can get the special with my interview that we purchased with Professor Quigley. And then, of course, you want to get the Best Enemies Money Can Buy video and get the book as well. The information is there. You need to find out what's happening. You need to begin making preparations. If you'd like to have information on that, why, of course, information on the food preparation, our health catalog, or a regular catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But to understand how it really fits together, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, cheap, economical, short read. It will explain everything going on today that just doesn't make sense. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Pull down our newsletters, especially August, September, October, and November of this year. You'll want to read those newsletters, the truth about 9-1-1, because they will give you an excellent overview. And, of course, the next newsletter is completed, will be available soon. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And then pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The